Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know, Monday, the 4th of March, 2019. To get you started, residents from California's Sierra Nevada to New England are waking up this morning to lots and lots of snow, with parts of Pennsylvania and New England seeing anywhere from 6 inches to a foot of snow following a storm that slammed much of the country. In Chicago, some 7 inches of snow and sleet were expected, while frigid temperatures are moving in next. In Iowa, wind chill temperatures in the minus 30s are forecast for today, while wind chills in parts of Illinois could hit the minus 20s. But the most severe weather yesterday hit the Deep South, with a series of tornadoes slamming the region, including Alabama's Lee County, where 23 people were killed. Sharon Poole, whose home was damaged by a tornado, told the AP about hiding during the storm.
I grabbed my dog and went and got in the closet, and I'm sitting there holding the door just in case, because it didn't close all the way. And a few minutes later, that's when I can hear all the wind and the house moving. And then next thing I know, I can smell pine. So I knew something was in the house.
AccuWeather says that areas hit by tornadoes can expect drier and colder conditions today. The House Judiciary Committee today plans to issue document requests from over 60 people connected to the White House and the Trump Organization. Among those individuals, the president's oldest son, Donald Trump Jr., and Adam Weisselberg, the chief financial officer of the Trump Organization. The committee's chairman, Jerry Nadler, a Democratic congressman from New York, said that it's very clear President Trump obstructed justice, but that impeachment is a long way away. Next up, a federal court today will begin hearing the case of Hoda Mutana, a woman who fled Alabama in 2014 to marry an Islamic State fighter in Syria, but who now wants to return to the U.S. with her 18-month-old son. The Trump administration has barred the 24-year-old from returning, contesting her claim to U.S. citizenship in a move that, if successful, could have far-reaching consequences for U.S. citizens around the world. The Trump White House says that Mutana, who was born in New Jersey, never qualified for U.S. citizenship because her father was a diplomat at the time of her birth. But the Constitutional Law Center for Muslims in America says she was born after her father left diplomatic service. State Department spokesman Robert Paladino did not refer to Mutana specifically, but said broadly that their policy tends toward repatriating citizens in similar situations.
I'm not speaking about any individual case. I can speak generically about the situation in which American citizens or potential American citizens or alleged American citizens could find themselves in such a situation. And our policy in this regard would be repatriate them. And that's what we call on all countries to do who have FDF fighters in Syria too. So our position for other countries is the same as for our own.
The first commercial flights from Seattle's second airport will take off today. Alaska Airlines is launching service to Portland, Las Vegas, and Phoenix from the new passenger terminal at Payne Field in Everett, Washington, while a full schedule of 18 daily nonstop round-trip flights to West Coast destinations should be operating by March 12th. The two-gate terminal is located some 30 miles north of downtown and about 40 miles north of SeaTac International Airport. And last up, teachers in Oakland are heading back to class today after union members voted to approve a contract deal with district officials. The Oakland Education Association voted in favor of the deal yesterday after postponing the vote for a day. The agreement comes after some 3,000 teachers went on strike on February 21st, prompting 7 days of marathon negotiations for higher pay, smaller classrooms, and more school resources. The deal includes an 11% salary increase and a one-time 3% bonus. You can catch new episodes of 5 Things each weekday morning and on Saturdays on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your pods, like the Google Home and Amazon Echo. You can also subscribe for free and leave us a rating and review if you'd like. 5 Things is part of the USA Today podcast network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist,
Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at DanaFarber.org/everywhere.